Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Have you ever experienced a loss? A death of a loved one? A relationship ending or financial breakdown? Not only can it be devastating, but it can be such a challenging time in our faith journey. When I was 12 years old, I lost my dad. That was over 20 years ago. And this year was the first anniversary day that my heart hasn't felt heavy, when the grief wasn't there waiting for me as soon as I opened my eyes. My body always seemed to know the day before I remembered. Grief is funny that way. Maybe it's because this is my first year as a mother, and there is much joy in our lives. Maybe it's because I made a decision nearly 2 years ago to stop living with grief. I have lost many people over the years, but losing a parent is a pain that never really goes away. But I allowed myself to dwell in that cave a long time, too long. I allowed it to hold me back from joy, from opportunities, from letting people in, from life. I finally made the decision to stop mourning him and start honoring him. Time doesn't always heal. You have to decide you want to heal. And for a long time, I allowed my pain to define me, as though it was keeping my dad close to me by hurting daily for him. In Psalms 35, it says, "Grief may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." The morning takes a while to get to sometimes. It may take 21 years before you wake up, smile, thank God for the time you had with your loved one, and feel at peace. It doesn't mean your heart doesn't ache, that you don't feel pangs of grief randomly. It means that your life will not be defined by one event, and you won't allow your relationship with one person to be defined by how you lost them. What I have learned is that no matter the circumstances, the pain, the loss, if you allow him, God can create, restore, and renew in the most incredible ways. I miss my dad every day. I always will. But I know God makes everything good somehow. It doesn't mean it was meant to happen, or I don't question the reasons. It means that if you give over your pain, only good can come out of it. It's the only way God works. But you have to surrender it and be willing to step out, even when hurting and unsure. I have done this many times over the years, and the legacy my dad left me gives me confidence when I feel none to do things because, heck, I'm his daughter, I can do this. In Japan, they fix broken pottery with powdered gold, which gives the piece a beautiful and unique look. They emphasize the fracture and breaks instead of hiding them, which makes the repaired piece even more beautiful than the original, revitalizing it with new life. And yet, we always try and fix what has hurt us. That thing that has broken you, that you try and hide away and pretend like it hasn't been the most challenging and heartbreaking journey of your life, has made you the most beautiful, unique, and resilient person you are today. It's odd to say own it when it comes to pain, but I say own who it has made you, because that is what we all need to see. Thankfully, we serve a God who specializes in taking broken pieces and making them into masterpieces. If you have been through a loss and need some support or God-sense advice to help with your journey, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.